Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Travis Turner Show. We thank you so much for being with us here on 1340 WNBS, our show streaming live at 1340WNBS.com. We're moving high speed thanks to our friends at Time Warner Cable, and we welcome in our good friend and lead baseball analyst, Mr. Brad Burns, as we take a look around Major League Baseball. Mr. Burns, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good to see you.
I doubt that's true. Well, listen, kind of you to say.
I appreciate it. Anyway, can we start real quick, just as an aside here? I was watching a little bit of the College World Series finals last night. Did you catch any of that at all?
I saw a little bit of the Chanticleers.
Did you see the first inning?
I did not see the first inning. No, sir.
Have you heard or read anything about
the
first inning?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Arizona.
I caught on late.
Okay, well, Arizona, so let me set this up. Coastal Carolina started.
I'm a big Chanticleers fan.
Oh yeah,
by
listen,
the way.
I love this, and the fact that they've come from relative nothing.
That's right.
And terrible facilities, and so on.
Their team photo now, they take it on a yacht.
Well, hey, you know what? If I could, I would too.
Absolutely,
no problem there. I got no problem with that. Anyway,
sorry for the tangential interruption.
Hey, go for it. Yeah. So Coastal starts their closer last night. Okay, he's a guy that you know, they're one of their best pitchers, but doesn't throw a lot, obviously, yep. A lot of innings. So they start him after.
Sounds like pure genius.
Well, he winds up shutting down Arizona pretty well. But in the first inning, the first two guys come up and hit ropes to center field. Just one hoppers to the center fielder, and the guy's leaving everything up in the zone. He's scuffling from the very beginning.
Say, did Arizona bail him out here?
Arizona puts on a bunt with
three-hole hitter. Oh, yes, they did.
And then kept it on, apparently, with two strikes. And he subsequently fouls the ball off, striking out.
Wow.
They then wind up with runners at second and third and put on a squeeze play.
This is what inning?
This is the first.
Oh.
They put on a squeeze play, so another bunt. A squeeze, it appeared to be a safety squeeze. The runner did not break as the pitcher moved toward home plate.
Now, which hitter is squeezing here?
I believe
the nine guy?
I believe this would have been the four hole, I believe. Yes, the four. Hitting fourth, batting fourth. Cleanup, if you will. So, anyway.
I appear to have some of the Chanticleer's ocean water.
Yes, I believe so. You might want to shake it clean a little bit. So with the four-hole guy, they attempt a safety squeeze. Slider low and away, he pulls the bat back. The runner starts moving down the line as if the ball's already been bunted. They throw him out at third base. They wind up, and the four-hole then hits a one-hop rocket off the third baseman's chest that goes into left field. The guy from second scores. But they get one run out of a first and second, nobody out, two ropes to the center fielder.
Three, four guys coming.
And they bunt.
As justice would have it, they didn't win the game either.
No,
did they?
I was pulling for Coastal the rest of the way. I don't really care when it comes to Arizona and Coastal Carolina. I have no dog in the race. But I was heartily pulling for Coastal Carolina to win, not only based upon the genius of starting the closer and just say, here's my best guy, we'll ride him for as long as we can, but the ignorance. And listen, what was the best part about it was that the guys in the booth, Kyle Peterson and Eduardo Perez, they couldn't speak. They said all they were doing. They couldn't. They said, "What is going on? What are they doing?" And what was interesting was they said from the very beginning, you know, it looks as if the coach has no confidence whatsoever in his offense.
None.
And he's playing for one run from the game. It was just ridiculous baseball.
Well, and the thing
absolutely
about it is
embarrassing for college baseball.
It's in baseball parlance, it's letting the starter off the hook.
Well, it was ridiculous.
He's in trouble.
Yes.
And you're offering to give him out.
Yes. And he's a guy, not only that, not only is he the starter, but he's the closer. So he's not accustomed to throwing tons and tons of pitches.
Well,
make him throw more pitches. Don't give him out.
I mean, and just like a situation like that, I'll tell you what our philosophy is at Callaway with a situation like that. If you want to sacrifice, unless the run beats us, we just want to get an out.
Yeah.
Because if you put runners on second and third, all I'm going to do is take the bat out of the next hitter's hands.
Yeah, put him on, play for a double play. Hey, you know what?
And for us at the high school level, we're just taking a force out.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you're just trying to minimize the damage.
Right.
Keep it at two runs instead of four.
So, you know, but we would say,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh, it was embarrassing for college baseball
be
on display in the national championship. To be doing that kind of mess.
They making them use marshmallow bats
now
out there in Omaha?
I was appalled. And you know, listen, if I get it that sacrifice bunts can be a weapon at certain levels. There's no question about that. You mentioned high school baseball. Defenses aren't very good. Sometimes you just put the ball on the ground and you run hard to first base and the guy throws it into right field. That's, you know, that's no problem for me. But at that level, at the highest level of college baseball,
yes, this is the championship match of the
you're sacrificing with two strikes with your three-hole guy in the first inning. I was appalled. Anyway, that's how my baseball evening
That's brutal.
Went last night. It was terrible.
That's brutal.
Anyway, but yeah, late it was good for Coastal Carolina. Late it was bad for the Cincinnati Reds. J.J. Hoover somehow still having a job there in Cincinnati with his 15 ERA. Gives up –
It's not quite 15. It's 13 and a half.
Well, you round up at some point, don't you? Closer to 15 than 10. Let's call it 15. You know, 15 last night. Anyway, terrible.
Hey, I ran across some guys last night in a Twitter conversation about Hoover, and this one guy's like, I thought he had a chance, and I thought, well, you weren't listening to the Brad Burns hours the last couple of years.
No, Hoover's a guy. He's the kind of guy that when you're playing, you really like to hit off of. Not just because he throws meatballs, but because he doesn't know that he throws meatballs.
Yeah.
He thinks
I'm throwing you the good stuff.
He thinks he throws really hard.
Darn.
And here it comes, four-seamer, 94. And the way that he opens up mechanically and shows you the ball, you see it longer than you do off most guys.
Well, you remember in the Peanuts comic strip what Charlie Brown would look like after balls. Yeah. That's what JJ would look like if he didn't give up balls that were hit so high.
Yeah, they typically go high and far and hard and later. And
Red's just teasing you last night.
Well,
cubbies.
It was just delaying the inevitable. It was just giving some folks in Cincinnati the chance to maybe see Chris Bryant do something incredibly ridiculous again, like he did in the 5-for-5 night with three home runs and two doubles.
Since we've landed here, just incidentally,
yes.
I'll let you answer one of the questions. You get my email, by the way?
I did, yeah. Good stuff today. I'm looking forward to it.
Answer the question. Are the Cubs the best team? How good are the Cubs? Really, how good are they? Come on.
Are they the best team right now? My answer is no. They're not the best team right now.
Wow.
Do I think they will still be the best team by the end of the year? Yeah, I think they will. The Cubs they got too many dudes in their lineup that can't hit right now. Jason Hayward's hitting a two-hole for 200 and some odd plate appearances this year. He's slugging about 100 points less than what I would slug right now. Left-handed. He's terrible. Get him out of the two-hole.
Are they protecting his feelings? What's
going
on?
I don't know. This is the one thing about Joe Maddon that I wonder, is this something that being a player's manager, this is the Dusty Baker kind of thing. This is – do you protect your guys so much and give them so much rope and let them go and let them go that eventually it costs you because you give him now half a season to prove what we sort of already knew about him, was that he's okay, but he's not a great offensive player. He's a good on-base guy, moves some runners for you, occasionally steal a base here and there, but he needs to be hitting the 7-hole, not the 2-hole. I'm not – The Addison Russell's not very good offensively. He's a guy that, OPS plus, I think Hayward's at 70-something, Russell's at 80-something. I mean, they're below league average. We talked before about, you can't have several guys in your lineup who are below league average and expect to continue the pace. I will say this, I think the Cubs have underperformed, and maybe it's because of some of these guys. You look at what the Pythagorean theorem says about what they should be. They should be 5 wins better than what they are. They're 50 wins. They should be, based upon run differential and so on, runs allowed, runs scored, they should be about 5 wins better. So are they the best team? No, they're not the best team. Are they maybe 1A? Yeah, I think so.
It's always good when Pythagoras shows up on the show.
We bring it all here. Right now the best team, I think, is the Indians. They won 11 in a row. They are cruising right now and could potentially get better with some guys coming back at some point from injury or suspension. We'll see. They've got starting pitching is rolling. If they can prevent, but they can avoid getting injured and so on, that's possible. I think the Indians right now are the best team rolling. My number two team right now is the Houston Astros. That's who I think second best team in the American League right now. And I put the Rangers third. That's what I would go with. And I maybe put the Giants fourth, maybe the Cubs fifth. You know, some sort of thing, right? Like right now, here's how they're playing.
What are you
here's
doing? What are you doing to the Rangers right now in terms of disrespect?
I can't buy the Rangers. Just can't do it. Ian Desmond, your best player, can't do it.
Look at this record.
Can't buy it. Sorry.
Look at this record.
Nope, not buying it. Can't do it. Ian Desmond, your best player.
No. Wow.
Nope. Can't do it. I wish I could, because I got nothing personally against the Rangers. I mean, I don't have any vendetta against them. It's not the Yankees or something.
All right, if you hate the Rangers so bad, how have they done it?
That's a good question. I mean, you look at some of their numbers, and I pulled up their baseball reference page.
You look at some of their numbers.
I will look at their numbers. Ian Desmond is having a career year. Obviously, dude wants to get paid. 326, 377, 533, a 135 OPS plus. That means he's 35% better than everybody else in the league. When you start going around the rest of their lineup, though, you know, they've got some guys above league average, but they got several guys who have gotten the majority of their plate appearances who are not above league average when it comes to OPS plus. Then you look at their pitching, and you go to, say, ERA plus, and this is where their starting pitching has really done well. Cole Hamels has been amazing. We forget about how good Cole Hamels is.
I don't, personally.
Well,
but
I say we, the collective we. Mm. We forget gotcha. About how good he is, and this year so far, he's 9-1 with a 260 ERA. His whip is 1.2. That may be a little bit high. His fielding independent pitching, not great, but his ERA plus is 175. He's doing well. They've got some injury problems in a rotation. It's suspect. I'm not buying them because I don't really know. Is this a facade? Can they keep this up? Will the Astros catch them?
Okay.
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, listen,
about.
I'm with you 1,000% on the Astros are playing really well right now. And you and I picked the Astros to win this division.
Yes.
But now how can you go uncertain about the Rangers' rotation? What is it about the Astros' rotation? Is it the guy they had working last night? Is it Scott Feldman that makes you believe in the Astros' rotation? What are we talking about here?
What I'm looking at is in the last 30 days, batting and then starting pitching and then relief pitching. So far, let me pull out my list. You hear my list? Here's my list. In the last 30 days, this is on Fangraphs wins above replacement. Here's what batting is, team batting. Orioles, Blue Jays, Indians, Rockies, Cubs, Astros. Starting pitching, Mets, Indians, Dodgers, Nationals, Cardinals, Cubs, Astros. Astros make the top seven. Relief pitching, Tigers, Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, Rangers, Padres, Cubs. The Rangers make one of those lists. I'm not convinced that they are on the uptick.
You are not judging the Rangers.
I'm going in the last
based
30
on
days.
Their last 30 days. You're looking
how
at
else
guys.
Should we judge them?
You're looking at guys. I know you. I'm going to expose you here.
Go ahead. I can't buy it. I cannot buy their roster as constituted. I'm sorry, I just can't do it.
If you tell me you like the Astros team better than the Rangers team, that I understand.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I like their roster. I think they're better constituted. I think the Astros they will make moves. I think they've got the ability to make moves. I mean personally just like them better. Is it because I picked them? Well, maybe, but I like what the Astros are doing. I think they are on the uptick. They've got guys in their lineup I like better. Maybe you look at ERAs and so on and so forth. Starting pitching for the Astros on the whole has not been great, but in the last 30 days or so, they seem to be improving, and I think that's a good sign for them because I think they're more talented.
I picked the Astros as a playoff team last week, so I'm not uncomfortable with your stance at all.
No, and listen.
Just trying to make you work a little.
Well, that's fine. They've all played very well. I mean, you talk about right now who are the best teams going. They're in the American League, and that doesn't take anything away from the Cubs or the Giants, who are good teams. But right now, in the last 2 weeks, who's played the best? I mean, you got the Rangers. You've got the Orioles. You've got the Indians. You know, the Astros. Those are teams that have really played well. And there's a lot to like. You know, I was looking at the standings, and obviously, you know, this stuff isn't necessarily gonna play out. But you know, could we have four 100 win teams this year? I mean, you think of it right now, halfway through, it's June 29th. You've got Baltimore at 46 wins, along with Cleveland, Texas at 51, Washington at 46, the Cubs at 50, the Giants at 49. Let's say that the Cubs, we think the Cubs are a given at 100 wins. Mm. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Mm. But let's just say they are. You've got the Rangers now on pace for more than 100 wins halfway through the season. Are there two other teams that can get there, or is that just crazy talk? No way.
That'd be cool.
Can we have five at 95 wins?
Maybe. Maybe. There's enough bad in baseball that maybe.
Yeah. I mean, some teams are going to have to get hot, and I think
400-win teams, I don't know. That's
a lot.
That's high water.
But there are so many teams that are so bad.
Yep.
And are going to get worse.
Yes.
That's the thing. That's what we forget about teams like Tampa. They're going to start selling parts off that they don't need because they're 14 games out of first place. Minnesota is going to get rid of anything and everything they can, which isn't much, but they're going to get rid of it. They're going to get worse. The White Sox are going to get worse. The A's and the Angels should get worse. The Phillies, the Braves, the Reds, the Brewers, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, all these teams are going to get worse than what they are. So you're going to have the bottom sink lower. Maybe, just maybe, the top and just a cream, four or five teams, can rise a little bit.
How badly are the Red Sox mishandling their situation, and does it make you believe in the Orioles more?
I don't know if it makes me believe in the Orioles more. It makes me maybe believe in the Red Sox less. And by default, then the Orioles benefit from that. They're 4.5 games up. I mean, you know, again, you're 4.5 games up on July – or June 29th, rather. You're doing something well. The Red Sox – if they fumble around, what's going to happen is a team like the Astros is going to sneak into that first wild card. And then they're battling a team like the Royals that the last two seasons have proved, you know what, we're a pretty good organization. We can make some moves, and we'll go out and we'll do something. We're a complete roster. Red Sox right now 42-35. They're in first place in that wild card race. Astros are a game and a half behind. The Royals are 2.5 behind. If I'm in Boston, I'm getting a little bit nervous. David Price obviously has not thrown the ball great this year, leads the American League in strikeouts, but has not thrown great. We'll see. This is the kind of year that if a team like that just kind of piddles around, you let somebody like Baltimore win the division, and then you're on the outside looking in on the third place in a wild card last week of the season.
No American League team has won more games than Baltimore since the Duke and the Buck partnered up there in Baltimore. How about that?
Hey, listen, I when I was in college,
Dan Duquette, for those of you who don't run in GM circles,
hey, you know, well, that's right. He texted me the other day. Yeah. I've got him in my phone.
All the time,
the Duke. And that's D-U-Q.
That's right.
Yes. Anyway.
Well, you have to differentiate from Duke Snyder.
Burns. Duke Snyder Burns. When I was in college, I wore number 8 because I love Cal Ripken. And I went to Baltimore several times. I love that park. Baltimore's a great baseball place. Doesn't bother me in any way. I think Buck Showalter's a great baseball guy. He does a good job as a manager. More power to him. If they're up there and they're beating the Blue Jays and the Yankees and the Red Sox and those kind of teams, they're doing something right, and good for them.
There was almost a compliment to the Orioles organization in there somewhere. Almost.
It was backhanded.
Peeling back to the Cubs, you got any concerns about Jake Arrieta's command issues of late?
You know, a guy that throws across his body and throws cutters, if he's not got the perfect release point, some things are bound to go wrong. He's proven he knows where to find that perfect release point, but, man, sometimes when it goes, you're in trouble. You start leaving that ball up and that cutter flattens out, and he doesn't throw 98. So you're talking about a guy that, you know, he has to pitch. And when he's unable to command it, and again, he does. He throws across his body. That's part of his strength. That's part of his weaponry. But if he can't find his release point, then, you know, he's not Jake Arrieta of, 25 straight starts that are wins and dominant. For me, I think it's a release point issue. It doesn't appear to be some kind of injury issue. He's still hitting home runs, so all is good. He's still a beast. I think he's the kind of guy who's going to work until he figures it out.
Bumgarner Arrieta ought to be a tag team entry in the home run derby.
Yes. Listen, home run – we've already talked about this. Home run derby, 5 current sluggers, 1 retired guy, a pitcher, and some dude from the stands. That's what it ought to be.
That is the ultimate home run derby.
It would be perfect. I would pay money to go and watch that. I mean, it would be, that would be great.
Now batting, dude from the stands. Yeah.
And that's all he is.
And America goes berserk.
Yes, and he's got a skull cap on backward. Or actually what he's doing is he's wearing the nacho helmet.
He's wearing the nacho helmet.
He's wearing with the nachos still in it.
Yeah. Still hanging on. I like
that's
it very
pretty
much.
Good. Yeah.
When we come back, pitching health maybe. You want to go
let's next?
Let's
do that, yes.
We'll get to the Mets.
Yes, it'll be, I'm looking forward to that one. Oh, they're done. Done.
Fork them.
Over.
Put them
Washington
in a nacho
Washington wins
helmet.
It. Mets don't make the playoffs. Done.
Does Washington win it? Or does Donnie Baseball
Watch
win
out.
It? Might ought to consider those Marlins, man. We'll talk about the National League East pitching health. Some pitching concerns. The Dodgers may be a pitching concern. Clayton Kershaw on a plane back to see the team doctors. We'll discuss more baseball next here on 1340 WNBS.